Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters actual play podcast brought to you by Saga Game Studio.
Oh, we're about to get shut down, but I just want to make sure you're okay. I don't know what to do. The security guy's not calling back. That's so weird. Everyone calls me back. I'll just hammer this bolt in.
Here's a list.
It needs to be a left-handed, like, 27-ounce hammer.
Needs blinker fluid.
You want to go run errands? And we can, like, go stop Seattle, and I got to go find the security guy anyway.
Oh, yeah.
If you are a child listening to this, stop.
Stop fucking listening, child. Close your ear holes.
It's cool because we're cool and your parents suck. Keep listening.
Your parents suck. They totally suck.
We're like rock and roll. They don't approve because they don't understand.
Exactly. Yeah. He gives you the address. No, it does not look as if anyone's been there for a while.
All right, you cuff him. I'm going inside to find the other one.
Click, you're cuffed. Hey, why are you cuffing? Nope, you're cuffed.
A ghost. What are we going to do?
Sounds like you need the Ghostbusters.
Who? I thought they were only in New York City.
Not anymore. We've opened a new franchise location in Washington, D.C. at the old Henley Park Hotel. Call us for all your ghost-related problems. We also offer haunted hotel rooms and parties. Call today, 1-800-867-5309. Standard liability contracts required. Ghostbusters are not responsible for damage caused during a ghost capture event.
We also have horror movies, just saying.
As they try to work their way back to the hotel, I assume. Giggity.
I'm assuming I would hear all the racket down in the lab and would go see what Mason's up to, actually.
He is making, what? 35% more racket than normal?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, it's another John and Mason fun jamboree.
Yeah.
Mace, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm building a giant PKE reader for the top of the building.
Oh, that sounds like another Ed idea.
It was, actually. But we apparently need to find something that's really big. And, well, it might be the easiest way to do it. I don't know if I'm going to make... I mean, I'm still working on it, but it's either going to be on the roof or on the car. Haven't decided yet.
Do we know how big?
Really big.
Well, if it's really big and it's in the city and we've taken a bunch of readings in the city, wouldn't it have affected all of our readings?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on what kind of building it's in. Well, hold on a time. Is Ghost Guard a real thing that we have?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they could have like a type of Ghost Guard or something up and that would block out our readers. So, it is possible that it's also not even within the city. It might even be, you know, further outside the city that.
So we're either looking for a really, really big reading or a super dead zone.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
I assume Ed and Frankie are driving home?
Yeah.
Stopping to get donuts now after all that cop donut talk?
Man, those cops really made me want a donut.
You go for a jelly.
Are you bringing donuts back for the rest of us?
Obviously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, two boxes.
Yeah. Only two? So you're not stopping to see Marge?
No.
Maggie.
That's probably fine. I mean, you guys just dropped donuts off.
Like a day ago.
If it wasn't a day ago, it was 2 days ago.
No, I think it was last night.
Yeah. Could be. Well, you went to the lawyers last night.
Yeah, that's true.
I just can't remember.
So, yeah, it was 2 days ago. But yes. Yeah.
Yep. I think it was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
If it's important.
It's not.
I know.
Okay. All right. So at this point, it's probably what? Late afternoon?
Yeah.
early evening?
Well, actually, I guess the if you're coming downstairs, what Mason would ask if your contact got back to you.
Did your buddy at the DOD get back to you about the license plate?
It's a good question. Let me check my messages.
I don't know how long you think that would honestly take.
One Mississippi. I guess
depending on if I gave him that there was a sense of urgency about it. I mean,
I think you did.
Then I would say.
I can't imagine it would take
that long.
Terribly long.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how big of a plate and stuff like that.
You know what happens to me a lot more than I think is normal? You probably pulled your phone out to look at it and literally received the email with the information.
I like that.
Yeah. That happens to me a lot. It's really weird. Maybe I just pick my phone up a lot. Yeah. So it's got, I don't know. Let's see. So you had partial plate. Let's say, I'll say he tracked it down. It was a rental. So he gives you the company name, the full license plate, and that's probably it. Maybe their address. The name of the owner of the business.
Okay.
It's like a local
car dealership. That
van.
What's out there?
Rental. Sure.
Well, I mean,
almost something like a U-Haul sort of thing, maybe, where you can rent U-Haul vans and stuff like that.
Or even stuff like,
I'd say, but there's not a U-Haul, there's something local.
Yeah, there's equipment rental places. Like, you can go, like, rent a Sawzall, or maybe
you got really lucky and it was something with a generic terrorist sounding name that I'm not going to try to make up.
Good idea.
Terry the Terrorist. That's the business name.
Too many Terrys.
It was really not a good idea. Oh,
yeah, no more Terrys.
Tiny Terry.
Too many
Terrys. I know, just too many.
Well, yeah, we'll come up with a name when it becomes important.
So soon.
Oh, we got one left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that would be a good one because it's like
That's why. C-Marts.
C-Marts.
C-Marts. There you go. S-E-A or just C?
The letter C, as in Construction Mart.
Oh, nice.
So perfect. It's C-Marts.
No ice.
Funny you ask, Mason. Just got an email. Yeah, the partial was off a van from a rental company called C-Mart.
Oh, okay.
So we could probably go there, check the logs, and see who rented out that vehicle on that day.
Yeah, because usually you at least have to give your license to rent a car. So let's hope he's got some good paperwork.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we could do that.
Car's not here.
As soon as the truck comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we got donuts.
Yeah.
Hey,
holy
look at that.
Shit.
Sweet.
Fuck the car rental place. Donuts. Shibby.
I call the chocolate glazed.
Oh. Bricker.
Yeah?
I forgot your left-handed hammer. I got everything else, though. I just couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. No, what? It's okay. I'm really sorry. I'll order one. It specially.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Bricker, we couldn't find it. I elbow him in the rib.
What, me? Yeah.
She's only mad because she got caught up in it.
I didn't realize you were going to, Frankie.
Yeah, it was an adventure.
Oh, well, okay.
Anyway, I got to go do afternoon training, so let me know if you need me.
Okay. Have fun with the
stairs. Sporting in the park.
Sporting. Well, stairs and sporting.
Did you guys find out anything?
And Ed, have you?
Oh, yeah, look at these pictures I got of Ed in the back of a cruiser.
Have I shown you these ones of Bricker in a bathtub with a baby?
Oh.
There we go. Yeah.
Look at that. How did you get your baby pictures?
Look at his little toes.
Oh, yeah. Look at his tushy.
Oh, he's going to bite it.
Did you fall for the phone swap trick?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on there.
Did John just tackle him when he tried that?
Yeah.
No, suplexed him.
Can't have my goddamn phone. All right, well, I guess you guys were...
Oh, and we got the video from the state of the train station from the Day of Sadness.
Oh, I won't.
Anything there?
We haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Oh, and we're pretty sure the security guy at your cousin's house is dead.
Well, we don't know that.
We don't know, but he probably is. But we have a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Another fucking cat.
Another cat?
John, we thought you could take care of it. You
better.
Nope.
Nope.
You're right. Your devil cat will probably eat this one.
When you turn around, the fifth has the cat in his mouth. Does the cat in his mouth again?
How do we get him out of the carrier?
It's the fifth.
Question the fifth.
Yeah. He's done weirder shit than that.
He seems to really like the cat. In fact, the cat seems a lot more calm with it now.
He has a full belly.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, just get him settled somewhere if you can.
Wait, the cat or the fifth?
Oh, and show him where to do his business.
He trots off like on his way to John's room.
It's the only litter box.
I was going to say, you do have the only litter box.
We'll remedy that.
You hear the elevator.
Janusz or whatever his name is going to hate it.
Ding!
Janusz.
I
don't know. I think if you just have more things shitting in his box, he's just going to, you know.
Shit in your box?
All right, well.
In your box.
Why don't you...
Gross. Nobody likes a shitty box.
Why don't you put the video up on the server and then we can...
It's already on there.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you were there. Okay, perfect.
Left-handed hammer.
So let's see if we can speed it up and watch it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can... I can set up multiple monitors so we can all just kind of take a chunk of it.
All right, we should get Jose on it too a little.
Yeah. Well, John and I were going to... We got a lead on the partial plate.
Oh, so, good.
It's now a full plate.
Yeah.
A van from a rental company called C-Mart.
Okay. Well, we should definitely call them.
You've said it enough times. Like, I feel like I should write this down.
C-Mart.
But I'm not going to.
C-Mart.
Hi. I mean, yeah. I mean, does anybody else want to come along?
Yeah. I was figuring we're going to have to just actually ask to see their logs or something like that. Because
probably.
Well, I can just watch some footage.
Okay.
I'm a pro at watching.
Thought you had training.
Gross. Yeah, you have training.
Oh, I can just do some Kegels.
Ed, stop. You're killing me.
No. Let him go.
That's fine. I'll set up a monitor in front of a treadmill. That should be fine. She's still napping anyway, I think.
Has she been napping ever since the other day?
You hear this from way upstairs.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like she's up and at him.
All right, well, you got to watch the screen then.
I'll, whatever. What the screen? Stairs!
Here, I'll set my phone up for you. All right. Good luck, guys.
Have fun, Ed. Bye.
Your phone is now covered in slime, ectoplasm.
Well, I'm just going to set it up on like a table.
Oh, she touched it.
Oh, of course she did.
Go back. She's like trying to like, just getting more and more goopy. Just swatting at it. I keep seeing them poke it with their fingers, but it doesn't do anything.
You're a ghost.
Live screen.
You know, I'll just do it later. Don't worry about it. Flight of stairs, three flight of stairs, up it goes.
And then you hear it get dropped. Clatter, 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 clatter.
Yeah. It's coming out of your pad.
I got it. Clatter, clatter, clatter. Well, maybe I'll come back to it later.
Okay.
All right, so some of you are going to inspect.
At least John and I are going.
Yeah.
Frank, John, are you coming along?
I need to go out of the lab.
Do you guys need me?
If you want.
If you want. If you were just out. If you want to not.
I'll start fast forwarding through the sad tape because we only have till tomorrow, really.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. You guys can handle it.
Ladybug Attack.
Call me if you need me.
Will do.
Okey-dokey. All right. We're on the road to C-Mart. Did you write that down yet?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to keep saying it and looking at you until.
It's right there.
All right. I don't know how long it takes us to get to C-Mart, but.
I don't know. At this time on a Thursday, it's probably going to take a while. Traffic.
Oh, that's true.
God damn it. Every time.
Yep. You guys like come screaming out of the U-shaped parking lot and come to a dead stop. Like, after 15 minutes, the hotel is right over there.
Probably quicker to walk.
Why did we choose Washington, D.C.?
Like, honestly, if you guys had just waited like an hour or two, it probably would have been easier. But then he wouldn't have been open, so. You guys could call
some
him.
Bicycles.
Yeah, why don't we give him a call on as we're on our way over.
He really likes you.
Oh,
it's on your phone.
Hi, we're going to give him a call.
Yeah. I'm driving. Mason can call.
It's a hand-free system.
Boop, 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 boop.
2024, bitches.
2024.
It has its own phone.
Like zero distractions when I'm driving.
And now he's using his rotary dial.
Yeah. One.
Oh, I misdialed.
Yes, operator. I would like to connect to.
Actually,
I miss those.
Better make
That'd
sure
be fantastic.
Send the code. Morse code.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Closing soon.
Damn it. Hey, what? Hello? 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 How does this work?
Why are all people high or idiots?
Have you not interacted with most people out there?
Mm. But you answer the phone the same way. It's always like, hello? Hi? How does this work?
All right,
like, none of them know phones. Their job is to answer a phone.
That sounds oddly more appropriate.
Yeah, hello, thank you for calling C-Mart.
Hi, is this C-Mart's?
Yes, your one-stop trucking and transport needs. How can I help you?
Oh, great. Hi, my name is Mason Hodges. I'm with the Ghostbusters.
Fantastic.
We're interested in a van that you guys recently rented to someone.
I'm sorry, but we don't give out previous rental information.
Well, actually,
company policy.
Oh. Would customer service somehow work into this? I'm going to roll it anyway.
Like anti-customer service. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
what words to say to make it okay.
Exactly.
You just have to get your annoying mom on. I would like to speak to your manager.
You're going to have to get that haircut, too.
Yep.
Yeah, the bob.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll say 20. They really don't want to do anything.
Okay.
Plus, they probably close within the hour.
Nope. That is no ghost die, but I rolled like shit. So 14. Wah, wah.
Sorry, sir. There's just no way I can give you the information.
Well, okay. Shit. I mean, we have them on security footage, and we're trying to figure out what exactly they were doing. So,
mm-hmm.
Would you give this to the police if we were to get a warrant? Or have them get a warrant?
I mean, I guess. I don't know how that works.
All right. Well, no, you've been super helpful. Thank you very much. Click.
Well, that sounded like it went well.
Yeah, it went great. Shit.
I mean, you probably got literally a teenager.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
All right. Well.
So you want to just go there and threaten them now or what? Oh, sorry. That came out rough. No, we can still do it.
I mean.
Based on their website, you probably know that they close at 6. So say within the hour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to get to them quite in time.
What would driving fall under?
I would say either action.
Play action.
Probably action.
Action, yeah.
If you want to give an action roll, we can see whether you get there in time.
Perfect. What am I aiming for?
Oh, 15? It's not quite hard, but it's not quite easy.
No ghost.
Oh, that's good.
And
see a couple of high numbers.
20.
Nice. I see you would have got it on her heart anyway. Excuse me.
in my shirt.
Yeah, that must be the fan. Must be shoving them down onto you too.
Yeah. Ooh, intimate.
You yeah. might want to check your water before you start drinking it, Don.
I was looking.
I'm just saying.
I put my Ant-Man suit on.
No little swimmers.
Little swimmers.
It's not on Brad's phone anymore, so it's probably that same one.
Yeah, probably.
You guys should just smush that one.
I just did.
Oh, there you go.
In your shirt. Well.
Nothing but nip.
I was trying to get it out, and well.
All right, so I.
Yeah, you make it in time.
Use any and all accessible sidewalks as driving
nice.
areas. And
If you had gotten a ghost eye, you certainly would have killed a pedestrian.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's horrific.
Well, maybe not killed. I mean,
maimed.
Yeah, hospitalized.
Oh, well, that would have been a lawsuit.
And that was just for precautionary purposes.
Right.
But they're big fans. Yay! Yeah.
If you have your siren on and you hit somebody, it's kosher, right?
Yeah, totally.
I just thought so.
Yeah. Totally.
All right. So we make it there?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll say it's got 10 minutes before they close.
So you want to throw the packs on and go in?
I mean, that could fall under making an entrance.
I mean, certainly that would fall under making an entrance.
Yep.
If you've got it, you should use it.
Oh,
if
you've
got it, you should flaunt it.
I mean, I for making an entrance, it's probably not going to take much with this kid. I'd say a 10 would make an entrance.
Oh, shit.
Especially with all your military stuff.
Do you want to crank it up in difficulty just so you don't over... You know what?
I'm rolling 6.
Let's do a 10. We'll see. This might be really, really fun.
Oh, he might be enamored with us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shit.
He might start the John fan club.
Ghost guy?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I thought he was going to be like all
first
sixes.
First ghost eye of the night.
Ghost eye and a 24.
Ooh.
Well, you get one going ahead.
Okay.
Those do expire at the end of the session. Yeah, you surprise the ever-loving fuck out of this kid. This kid is just like his elbow on the table, his face smushed into the palm of his hand, and he is just dazed and not paying attention to anything. And when you bust in, how do you bust in? Do you actually have the pack on, or is it just the uniform?
I have the pack on, but not powered on.
Is it the slime pack or the proton pack?
Proton pack, because that's more recognizable, I would feel like, with the
it does
even
look,
more casual
I
crowd.
I would think so, yeah.
Slam open the door, not look frantic, but look like I am pleased to find him, like finding him was important to me, and... I probably had like the blaster actually out, but then I find
where
him and then I holster it back
manager?
In and I tell him, I need your help.
He literally falls off his stool. Like 1 second you see him, the next second you don't. He's just completely gone from the back of the counter.
No, son, up here. I need your help.
It's just wide-eyed, mouth open, slowly stands up, and you just see his head just come up over the counter. Hi? Do you want to rent something?
No. My associate here called you a little bit ago. We need information.
Oh. Okay.
We think...
How can I help?
Someone that's...
Can I get a patch?
Definitely. Even toss in some flyers for some free rentals.
He's holding his breath.
We believe someone rented a vehicle.
He's starting
that's involved
to start
in that's involved in dangerous activities. This was the plate of the rental they used, and this is the date that they rented it out. We need to know who rented this vehicle.
I couldn't hold my breath anymore.
Good. Breathe. Good. Good. Take your time.
Oh, that's our vehicle.
Yes.
I think it's right there. He points to it. You guys walked right past it coming in.
Yeah. Mason's going to bring in the patches and the free coupons.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's going to start going over that van. Like PKE.
I was
going to
say, scan the shit out of it.
Yeah. Yep.
But can you...
He turns back to his computer and you hear click, 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 print. And then you hear like, well, the printers probably don't make much noise anymore. But you see a little sheet of paper kind of plop out and it kind of falls to the ground. And he has to bend over, pick it up, and he hands it back to you. Here you go.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Here you go. Thank you. He's looking at his patch. I'm a Ghostbuster.
You did good. Thank you.
I'm a Ghostbuster. Nobody at school is going to believe me. He's selfie. He runs over and he just clicks it.
That That works.
You have like probably the dumbest look on your face. He needs a name.
Getting more.
I was just gonna say
it should be Tyler.
Son, what's your name? No, not Tyler.
Tyler's the head of security.
The probably but we need a dead. New Tyler, don't we?
Oh.
Jimmy.
No. Bobby?
Bobby.
Bobby's fine.
Bobby.
Hey, little Bobby.
Bobby, sir.
Bobby, when you come in for the movie rentals, make sure you ask for Ed. He'll take care of you.
Okay, Ed. You got it. Is that you?
No, I'm John.
Oh, but it says it right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Ed knows all the best movies.
Oh, so it's not that one.
No, that's Mason.
He's outside. Mason's outside, so.
He's very helpful with other things.
Is he the one that called?
Yes.
He's the brains, isn't he?
Most often, yes.
Yeah, okay. He's definitely not the cool one. He kind of looks like he should be running a scout troop.
Maybe in another life.
When he's not traffic engineering. Yeah.
When he is not traffic engineering.
Well, Mason is an Eagle Scout, so.
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah. But Bobby, thank you.
Yeah.
I walk out the door.
Thank you. You mind turning the sign around before you go?
Yeah, no, yeah, totally, got it.
Thanks.
Shut the door. Mason, we got anything?
You want me to roll for it?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Hadoy. So it's been a while. We'll definitely put that at a hard. So 20. Remember, you haven't spent any brownie points today at all.
Don't roll like you did last time.
No, I know. That's I
got, like you rolled. I mean, you succeeded, but.
Now I have a brand new number one fan. Probably for life.
Facebook's probably not a thing anymore, but...
I probably wouldn't have a page even if it was.
My book. He's my booking...
Jesus Christ.
DC Ghostbusters, John's biggest fan.
Oh, fuck. Great. I got a fan page, too.
Two brownie points. Oh, fuck.
Now you roll a 60.
Yo, I rolled one four billion. Sixes, and I still have four more die.
All right.
But luckily, one of those
won.
Well... The van's going to make your My Book page.
Thankfully, the other four weren't that bad. So 24, 32.
No, that's 30. All
right, so you get one plus one going forward. Yeah, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, no, right. I saw a lot of sixes, and I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to blow that number out of the water.
All right, so you do find... you can tell from the readings that there was definitely black slime in the van at one point.
Okay.
Obviously, it was a good amount, being how long it's been and the fact that you're detecting anything.
Yeah. Okay.
But it wasn't like just loosey-goose in there because you're not seeing any visual signs that you would normally see. Because that stuff tends to be pretty caustic.
Right. Oh, shit. We have the information on who rented it, right?
Yes, I was just going to ask what's on the printout.
Is the kid still in there? Can we wrap on the...
He's still in there.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Do you know if they have a GPS in this thing?
Ooh, that's a good question. Go back out and wrap on the door.
He comes running over. I mean, it's not locked.
Right.
Well,
you just flip the sign around.
Right. Yeah. I'll slide it back open.
Yeah,
Bobby.
John?
Buddy.
Yeah, John. Yeah, John.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you run GPS in the vehicles?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have that.
Sir.
Yeah.
I whisper to John because the kid doesn't like me.
He goes, he makes like this universal sign for turn the sheet over.
Oh.
Handy.
Perfect. Oh.
That's why you're my guy, Bobby.
Yeah.
That's why you're my guy.
Gives you some finger pistols.
Oh, thank God I was missing out on those today.
I toss in a couple more coupons.
Coupons.
He scoops coupons. Them up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Going to rent all the movies soon.
Thanks, Bobby.
And a Nintendo system if he wants.
Ooh. Have you heard of a PlayStation?
Not PlayStation 1. Not PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3.
PlayStation.
I mean, they're probably up to like, what, 12 by now? 2024?
5's coming. Oh, by 2024? At least. Or it'll be like the PlayStation 8 Slim Pro Plus.
Slim Pro Plus. I like that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you have a handful of information now.
All right. So we know who rented it. We know where they went. Took it. So I would say, okay, let's get this back to hell and.
Back to hell.
Back to the whole hell.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I heard.
Yep. Yeah. I heard back to the hell.
Back to the hotel.
There you go.
And we can figure out our next plan. I mean, because if we know where they went, they had to bring the van to get the black slime. So
right. So we just follow that route.
Yeah. So let's
see if Frankie found anything on the tapes.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Frankie, you want to roll some stuff to see if you got anything on the tapes?
I do.
Drunk Frankie does want to roll some dice.
Brains?
Yep. That's what I would think. And I'm going to say... it depends on how patient you feel like being. If you're in a rush, it'll be a hard. If you're not in a rush, it'll be a 10. So it's either going to be a 10 or a 20. If you're in a rush, you could get through it quicker. But it's going to be a harder roll.
I will be in a rush, I suspect.
All right.
Frankie gets a little impatient.
So you're aiming for a 20.
Yeah, but I'm going to roll more dice.
Nope.
No ghost.
Oh, it is a ghost!
Spoke too soon.
That's you a lie.
Ghost. That's
you
a liar. Ghost. Liar!
You're lucky it's not...
20!
You're lucky this is not literally VHS because you would melt the tape.
20. That's a ghost. I rolled your stupid dice. And for those of you on Twitter, you can win one of our stupid dice.
That look awesome.
That are amazing and whatever. Give us a 5-star rating, please. Love you.
Way to plug that.
Wow.
5-star rating on iTunes.
Yeah, so by the time they return, you haven't found it.
Okay.
You haven't found anything. When they return, you are totally asleep. Yep. So do you guys want to come back and find her snoozing in front of the TV in the basement? Is that where you're doing it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you hear something come from the basement?
Oh yeah, I've heard that before.
Why Frankie snores just like Don truly snores.
That is
Ethel's tummy tickles.
That's how Don snores. Never.
I was gonna say that's angry Frankie snoring, but that is not angry Frankie snoring. That's
erotic Frankie
snoring. Yeah.
All right. Let's go wake her up.
All right.
Frankie.
Oh, she hits one of you.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Mason. You shouldn't wake me up like that. I'm so sorry.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
What happened? Did I fall asleep?
It looks like
yeah.
It.
Oh my God, guys, this is so
cheesy. And then you cold cock Mason.
Sorry, Mason. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I rang your bell.
I'm going to go over there.
You know, you needed some training. You need to harden up a little.
Did you get him, like, right in the dick or something? That's kind of what it sounds like.
Actually, well, if she was sleeping and she just went like that, then yeah, probably.
Dump.
Oh, yeah.
Need to take a knee.
My kids have done that. It it drops you.
Yeah.
So, anywho.
I'm sorry.
Did you see anything on the tapes before you fell asleep?
I mean, you saw a lot of things on the tapes. There's people walking around. It's a busy train station.
Yeah, anything useful on the tapes before you fell asleep?
No. Damn. No, there's a lot more. Oh, man, I got to rewind. This sucks.
Well, is it about that moment when you look back at the videotapes? That's when you start to see what it is you've been looking for.
Hey, guys, look. guys, we're cool. Look at this.
There's some dumb fucking luck.
Yeah.
She still passed her roll.
Yeah, hold on.
So wait, did the ghost guy just get Mason punched in the dick and there was really nothing else about
it? Yep. Yep.
Awesome. Yep. I'll take it.
The ghost die does not always affect the person that rolled it.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty fun.
What are we looking at here, guys?
Train station. Footage.
Weird shit's happening.
Oh, I don't know.
Some people are showing up. It's at that point, it's pretty late. There's, I have no idea. Does that train station even close?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
It probably has like its deader hours, but
right.
Yeah.
So at that point, there's like virtually nobody around. Very few people coming and going. But you see what I'm going to describe as henchmen dragging a kiddie pool through the train station.
Quite adorable.
Do we have multiple cameras?
Probably.
Okay. I'm going to...
And I'm sure there's like a time stamp.
Well, Mason's going to quickly write down the time stamp and start pulling up on other screens different cameras at that time.
Did anyone else hear Ben just go from Ben to Mason when he said Mason and then back to Ben?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can get hit in the dick. I probably deepened his voice a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Ed.
Yeah.
It's probably about this time.
Hey, little buddy.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning.
He had a good nap. It's probably about this time that you're coming back from Swords in the Park. And you can hear everybody excitingly chitter-chattering in the basement.
Are we done for today?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm going to get some water. And I'm going to fall down the stairs. And I'm going to get up. And I'm going to see what's happening. Glug, 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 glug.
Have fun. And she kind of...
And I just kind of like sit on my butt and just kind of like slide down the stairs.
Nice. That's
just like a little kid.
Yeah. He did it impressively without spilling any of his water.
Yep. While drinking at the same time.
That is pretty impressive.
What's up, guys?
As you're coming down. Hi, Ed.
They didn't even look.
They just knew the noise.
Yeah.
I want to borrow your cot just for a few minutes. I'm awake, though.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Someone just hit me in it, but all right.
What did you guys, find anything?
Well, yeah, we found a bunch of stuff. Frankie just found stuff on the video team.
That's great.
Yeah.
And we found out who rented the van and have the route they used when they had the van.
What's their name?
That's a great question.
I know, we need to come up with more names now. We're out of list names.
Yeah, we're out of list. I got to send that something on Twitter.
Oh. Peter Piper picked a pepper?
No, it's not that.
No.
No.
Good job,
Ed. I did look questionably. Like, I mean, Peter could work, but...
John Smith. Just something like John Doe.
Pete Tracker. Oh, wait, that's the wrong game.
It also depends on whether or not they used their real name, so it could
be
John Smith.
I thought John Doe originally, but I was like, no, not quite that obvious.
I said John Smith.
Someone said John Doe when they were renting a vehicle. Like, okay,
definitely Jack Smith. Yep, Jack Smith.
Oh, we'll say Jack Smith.
Oh, Jack Smith.
Yeah, Jack, there you go. Jackie Smith.
No, that's a fake name I've ever heard one.
Probably.
Right? I've used it a couple times.
I bet you have.
Yeah, and let's
just
say it's poor Barbara.
Wait,
you would ever call yourself anything other than Ed?
When the husband gets home.
Dodging.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
All right.
Is true. That does seem like a fake name. Well, let's see. What's the address for where they live? So I'm gonna punch it in. Is it
residence? It's a McDonald's.
It's a McDonald's. Okay.
Mm.
What did they use for their ID? Because he can only fake some things easier than others.
He's only showing it to a teenager, so. Oh, we'll say there's probably a photocopy.
Yeah.
The license. So you've got the license.
Picture's got to match at least. No, yep. No one's that dumb.
Then we'll say that you have an actual picture of
Jack Smith.
Yeah.
Jack Smith.
Or someone calling themselves Jack Smith. Yeah.
Right.
They look like a goon.
Do you see
him in henchmen and goons.
Yeah. You see that guy in the video?
Oh, yeah. Is he in the video? Or actually, you know what? Hey, John.
The video wasn't quite clear enough.
How good is the video?
Well, forget the video.
Fuck the video.
If you've got friends at DOD, can they do like facial recognition?
It's worth a shot.
Hi.
I'll take a picture of the picture and email it to my DOD contact.
You might need to offer him some beer for this one.
Yeah.
12-pack it is.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Frankie, wake up.
That's Ed right now.
That's Ed. Yeah, that's Ed. All right. Well, Mason's going to have all the stuff queued up so we're all at the same time and then just hit play on all of them so that they're just kind of running so we can kind of see where they follow. Go. Yeah, follow.
How many screens do you have down there?
I was going to guess quite a few.
Yeah, a bunch. I don't know how many, but if anything, he's got, you know, four videos per screen.
We have enough videos that we could be watching the floors of the hotel, too. So we could just have diverted the attention to the recording.
With security. All the ghosts, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case something starts
to... So there's multiple screens.
Starts to go wrong.
Yeah. Lots.
All right.
Thump, 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 thump.
As you guys start to watch this video, these videos, your phones start to go off.
Uh-oh.
That's a very normal thing.
For all of our phones to be going off at the same time?
I mean...
Jose has a call.
Okay. It is Jose, but he's sending you a link. All right, so the link takes you to a video. It's a local news report.
Oh, shit.
The reporter is a lady of
some lady
name. I should probably figure that out. I forgot we were out of names. Yeah. So I should have come up with a list of them, and I didn't because I forgot.
Okay, so lady reporter.
Have we used Rebecca?
No. I was going to say Rachel, but...
Rachel, that works.
Lady reporter, Rachel Rogers.
Yep, so it says it down, you know, down in the corner. And she says, we come to you from Lafayette Square. As you can see behind me, the police have cordoned off a large section of President's Park. A SWAT team has seen entering the area. Oops, I wrote that twice. Entering the area, but all has been quiet since. Behind her, you can see it's just very black. And every now and then, the thing kind of shimmers in like a purple as a ways behind her. As you look at this weird phenomenon, you can hear some gunshots. Then there's some ghoulish wailing. And a tree shifts violently, and one of the SWAT members comes flying out of the park and lands just 20 feet from the camera. Are you seeing this? It seems as if the park itself has come alive. The camera and the reporter walk a little ways closer, and they come across what is someone in a nicely
I'm going to immediately be texting. Oh shit! Who's the girl at Kylie's? What's her name? It starts with an M.
Melda.
Melda.
Melda. I'm texting Melda to turn on the TV.
Okay.
And about what's going on, and ask her to, you'll know why, start researching.
but someone wearing a, like a proper dress uniform, a police dress uniform. Chief, what's going on? The man says, there is nothing to worry about. We are handling the situation. Thank you. And he turns away from her. But before he can walk away, she starts to yell, Chief, why aren't the Ghostbusters here? Why isn't the city doing everything it can to take care of this? What is going on? The chief turns around. He's a bit red. He looks upset. He says, we are handling things. The Ghostbusters aren't necessary. The reporter turns back to the camera and takes a deep breath to say something. As she's about to talk, several things come flying out of the area, the zone, and land near the camera with a loud, ominous thump. The cameraman is knocked down, and you see large beasts grab the cameraman, the police chief, and the reporter and start to drag them into the zone. And the camera just lands on its side, and you see them screaming as they are dragged in, and everything goes quiet.
Huh. Fuck. Did you hear that, guys? They didn't need us.
I don't think he's in a position to say no if we show up. So I think we should go, like, now.
I'm already suiting up, guys. Yeah.
I'm already in my suit. I run up the stairs and start yelling, Lady! Lady Ed!
Yes?
I show her the video. Do you know what that is?
She reaches out and just starts poking the screen.
If you poke it, people are going to die. So can you please just tell me if you know what this is?
I have that power?
No, you're wasting time. Now, do you know what that is in the park? Or what those creatures are?
She looks at it, just, no, it just looks... No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, this is going to be somewhat rude, and I'm sorry, and I'll do leg day again for a week. But are you at all useful when you're not possessing someone?
Wow.
In a fight, I mean.
It's a ballsy choice of words.
I know, right?
I'm glad he finished that statement.
I haven't tried.
Do you want to?
Sure.
You're coming with us.
She salutes?
She readies herself.
Yeah.
Wonderful. There's hostages. There's no time to lose.
Can I tell her to suit up?
You blink, and suddenly she's wearing, like, ghost armor. She looks like she's ready to go instead of her normal dress.
Like full plate?
Right.
Look nice.
Well, not full plate.
I come running upstairs.
Oh, that's true. She probably didn't. Yeah, yeah.
I come running upstairs. Lady Ed.
Yeah, she looks pretty badass.
Huh.
She looks a lot like a crusader.
Mm. Yeah.
Because she kind of was.
Awesome, yeah. Lady Ed.
I know.
Plan B, if things get dicey, just go into the fifth and he'll get you out of there.
Words.
All right.
Yeah, dicey.
All right. I'm going to grab the pistol on the way up.
Giggity.
Now I shot him with.
The slime pistol.
Oh, the slime pistol.
Yeah. So it's probably a lot like the crossbow.
Yeah.
Which I grab.
I assume that's in the car.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Sounds like something we pull all the stops out for. All right. Load up. Grab the fifth.
He's probably already in the car.
I thought he was... teaching Cat where the shit last I knew.
Oh, he's done with that.
I don't think you quite get how magical the fifth is. You just need him somewhere to do something. He's already doing it because he's in your head.
Hmm.
Not mine. That would be yours.
Creepy.
All right. So, yeah. We jump in the car and wee-oo, all the way there.
Gross. That actually sounds pretty gross.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it?
Well, the only lady in the car was not very enthused.
There are two ladies in the car.
In all fairness, oh, yeah. You did just wake her up. Frank.
She punched me in the nuts.
Yeah.
that woke me up pretty good. That's better than a cup of Joe.
I should do that every morning.
I should do that every morning. Mason.
Might want to start developing a cup.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. Frankie driving.
Pew.
Magical.
Magical. All right,
so you arrive at the park. There are, you know, so do you guys know where this park is? This is the one it's literally right in front of the White House.
Okay, yeah. I think the tree is there, the Christmas tree, like the national Christmas tree, I think is there.
Sure.
I think.
I'm not sure.
I think that's that park.
Well, hopefully not now because it's
probably not now because it's
no, I don't. No, it's they don't move it. It's planted.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. So you're there.
Okay.
Do you want to be on the? Well, are you going to do a lap around it? See what's going on. What's your plan?
I think a lap's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I was either going to say we go to where the reporters were, or. We could do a lap, I guess.
I had a
there and gone
development idea.
An idea.
Oh,
an idea?
Invention idea.
No, because he was actually picking on your drone idea. Because
it was good.
Drone with the camera that's actually the sensors you used in the goggles.
Yeah. I think I had that idea.
Did you?
I don't think I have it. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Right there.
It's on the list.
All right, it's on the list. All right,
nice.
Good. Just wanted to make sure.
Nailing it.
Yeah, doing some sort of lap around the park.
All right, so you can see the reporter vans, the news vans, are on the White House side of the park.
Okay, I say we start there, and that way we can follow them. That seems to be where everyone
was kind
of gathered. Yeah.
Yep. So you can see police barricades. There's just some normal metal barricades that they just use all the time, yep. And then police tape strung between everything.
All right.
And just like before, it just comes right up to the edge of the park, and then there's just this wall of black, purple...
Shite.
Woogly-woo.
Okay.
Shimmering.
Technical term.
It's a Ghostbuster term.
Okay.
Woogly-woo.
Bad voodoo juju.
Yeah, definitely bad voodoo juju.
Do you ever have the feeling that your pleasure missile is more of a pleasure pickle? Well, get ready for our newest addition here at the Dick Depot. We are happy to announce our new penile extender, the Grande Salame. Are you worried about her pleasure? Think you may not reach the difficult standards of society? Then come on down and get fitted with our professional, and more importantly, discreet, schlong smarties. We've got a whole team dedicated to making you more comfortable in your own pants. Even if you don't want to use it during action, it will get you some attention in your pants. Come on down to the Dick Depot and we'll get you set up with the Grande Salame today. The Dick Depot, the Dick Depot, fun for everyone. Consenting age, of course.
This has been the Ectocast, presented by Saga Games Studio. Ed the Fourth is played by Kevin, Mason by Ben, John by Brad, Frankie is by me, Dawn, and the Ghostmaster is Matt. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Ectocast and at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs. The outro is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Feel free to give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening.